Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's been a busy show, and we are going to do an encore replay of my interview with Jack Cittarelli earlier, which is already making news. We'll do that towards the end of this hour. So if you missed it, stand by, hang tight, and we will get there. We will let you hear that, but we said a lot about the cheating scandal around Democrat candidate Mikey Sherrill in the New Jersey governor's race. Also, as we're looking at all the news of the day today, I want to mention that cop killer Joanne Chesimard is dead in Cuba. And, you know, good riddance to her, by the way. Good riddance. She is, in my mind, one of the greatest miscarriages of justice ever. And it's you know, looking at all of the headlines, the only one that I can tell that even mentions the fact that she killed a New Jersey State Trooper is CBS News, who says Asada Shakur, sought by the FBI for the 1973 murder of a New Jersey trooper, dies in Cuba. No, she killed. And then you contrast that with Fox News, convicted cop killer Asada Shakur, an FBI most wanted terrorist, dies in Cuba. New York Times headline is Asada Shakur dies at 78. Convicted revolutionary found refuge in Cuba. This is just a little game with media headlines, right? BBC. Asada Shakur, black liberation activist exiled in Cuba, dies at 78. CNN. Asada Shakur, fugitive from FBI and Tupac's grandmother, dies in Cuba. Oh. PBS, to their credit, actually has a headline that's not particularly nauseating. Asada Shakur, fugitive black activist who escaped life sentence for killing police. For killing police officer, dies in Cuba. At least they acknowledge that she killed a police officer. Versus the Philadelphia Inquirer, which I hope at this point you are lining your birdcage with. Asada Shakur, a fugitive black militant sought by the U.S. since 1979, dies in Cuba. So most of the headlines are basically like, oh, Tupac's granny died. Like Tupac's grandma died. Oh, poor, you know, what a shame. Let me read you the Fox News story so that you can get a better sense of who Joanne Chesimard really was. Convicted cop killer Asada Shakur, an FBI most wanted terrorist, dead in Cuba, according to the communist regime. Joanne Chesimard, also known as Asada Shakur, broke out of New Jersey prison in 1979 and fled to the communist island. And by the way, just, you know, for the record, the fact that the media is still trying to act like she's some sort of like her guilt or innocence is up in the air. Like we're not really sure. Like maybe she did, maybe she didn't. Convicted is the key in all this. That's the thing. Convicted is the key. So, right. And then she escaped from prison. Cuban officials on Friday said that Joanne Chesimard, who was convicted of killing a New Jersey state trooper, has died in Havana decades after breaking out of prison and escaping to the communist island. Cuba's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that Chesimard, who was born Joanne Deborah Byron and was also known as Asada Shakur, passed away after living there for years under asylum granted by the Cuban government. On September 25th, 2025, American citizen Joanne Deborah Byron, Asada Shakur, passed away in Havana, Cuba due to health conditions and advanced age. She was convicted of the murder of State Trooper Werner Forrester, who left behind a wife and three-year-old son during a shootout on the New Jersey Turnpike in 1973. In 1977, she was found guilty of first-degree murder, armed robbery, and other crimes, and was sentenced to life in prison. She escaped from prison in 1979 and was living underground before servicing in Cuba in 1984. The FBI and the New Jersey Attorney General each offered $1 million reward for her capture. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and New Jersey State Police Superintendent Colonel Patrick Callahan said they spoke with Secretary of State Marco Rubio about Chesimard's reported passing, quote, "For years, we have worked with the State Department to bring Chesimard back to New Jersey so she could face justice for the cold-blooded murder of an American hero. Sadly, it appears she has passed without being held fully accountable for her heinous crimes. We mourn Trooper Forrester's loss every day, and we extend our deepest sympathies to his widow, Rosie, their son, Eric, and the entire New Jersey State Police family. Unlike his killer, Trooper Forrester never had a chance to live out his days in peace, but we remain fully committed to honoring his memory and sacrifice. We will vigorously oppose any attempt to repatriate Chesimard's remains to the United States." She regarded herself as a godmother and step aunt to late rapper Tupac Shakur. She was added to the FBI's most wanted terrorist list in 2013. She was a member of the Black Liberation Army, which the FBI describes as one of the most violent militant organizations of the 1970s. On May 2nd, 2019, the 46th anniversary of Trooper Forrester's slaying, New Jersey Attorney General Gurbir Grewal called Chesimard a domestic terrorist and nothing more. Black Lives Matter previously used Chesimard's case to illustrate what the group called Cuba's solidarity with oppressed peoples of African descent. In 2021, the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation blamed the U.S. embargo for Cuba's economic devastation, while at the same time praising the Cuban regime for its effort to protect Black revolutionaries like Asada Shakur. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has heavily criticized the Cuban regime for its refusal to hand over Chesimard to U.S. authorities. Quote, "The Cuban regime continues to provide a safe haven for terrorists and criminals, including fugitives from the United States." He said that back in May. A State Department spokesman said the Cuban government informed the U.S. Embassy in Havana about her death. "On behalf of her victims, we regret that the Cuban dictatorship for decades protected this fugitive and prevented her from facing justice in our nation. We call on the regime to return other fugitives so they can face justice once and for all." During his first term, President Donald Trump called on Cuba to cough up Chesimard and other American fugitives living on the island. Quote, "Return the fugitives from American justice, including the return of the cop killer Joanne Chesimard." Now the Trump administration is taking tougher measures against Cuba that could eventually result in the fugitives being back on U.S. soil. In January, the administration slapped new sanctions on the Cuban regime and is considering tougher actions. So there you go. Good riddance. But it is a fascinating when you look at the various media coverage across the board, right? Like when you just the different headlines. Now, to the Philadelphia Inquirer's credit, they have updated the headline to now say Assata Shakur died in Cuba nearly 50 years ago. She was convicted of killing a New Jersey trooper. So that's good that that rag actually updated their headline after. I'm sure they got a lot of people reach out and said, she was more than Tupac's grandma. And your headline is BS because it makes it sound like just like a peaceful grandma died. Like, aw. That might be the worst headline, though, of all of them. CNN. Shocking that it's CNN, right? Assata Shakur, fugitive from FBI and Tupac's godmother, dies in Cuba. By Patrick Oppmann. Assata Shakur, the Black Liberation Army member and fugitive with a $2 million FBI reward in her head, died in Havana, where she had received political asylum from Fidel Castro, the Cuban Foreign Ministry announced on Friday. That's paragraph one. Nowhere in paragraph one does it mention the murder of Trooper Forrester, for which she was convicted. Paragraph two. According to the short announcement, Shakur, who is also known as Joanne Chesimard, died Thursday from health ailments in her advanced age. All right. Paragraph number three, CNN. Shakur, who is also the godmother and step aunt of slain rapper Tupac, was 78 years old. Let's go on to paragraph number four from CNN. An outspoken proponent of armed revolution in the United States, Shakur was convicted for her role in a 1973 shootout on the New Jersey Turnpike that killed a state trooper. Shakur was herself wounded in the exchange of gunfire and claimed that the FBI had targeted her for assassination as part of a widespread campaign against Black militant organizations in the 1960s and 70s. So you have to go to paragraph number five when they finally tell you that she was serving a life sentence for the murder of State Trooper Werner Forrester and that Shakur escaped prison in 1979 in New Jersey and began her life on the run. She resurfaced in 1984 in Cuba, where then Cuban leader Fidel Castro awarded her political asylum. There she wrote books, appeared in a documentary, and mocked U.S. efforts to force her extradition. In 2013, the FBI made her the first woman on its most wanted terrorist list, and with the state of New Jersey's help, increased the reward for her capture to $2 million. Her asylum on the communist-run island, among a handful of other U.S. fugitives from justice, provided fodder for anti-Castro activists who argue that Cuba should remain on the U.S. State Department list of countries that sponsor state terrorism. Yes, it provided fodder for us, those of us who wanted her to come back and face justice. So there you go. Amazing. Shocking. Yeah, John McGrody sent me that. I guess it's too hard to put cop killer in a headline. Because that's a headline from CNN. Assata Shakur, fugitive from FBI and Tupac's godmother, dies in Cuba. You left something out there. Gee, what was it? Oh, I know, convicted for the murder of a New Jersey state trooper. That's right, that part. And then escape from prison. Right, that part too. Okay. That is the craziest freaking headline I think I've seen all day. And I've seen a lot of crazy freaking headlines. That might be the craziest right there. Let me tell you about my friends at Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram and Tri-County Toyota. Brian Krieger and his general manager, Jack Donaldson, they are the best. And Tri-County is family-owned and family-friendly. Hell, bring your dog, because their dog is Maverick. Isn't that a cool name for a dog? I think so. I think Maverick's a really cool name. That's a great name for a dog. Very, very patriotic, which makes sense, though, when you consider how much Tri-County has done for our veterans, including the Travis Mannion Foundation, where they have all these years. And I met them through their generosity to the Travis Mannion Foundation. They even donated a Jeep Wrangler to the Travis Mannion Foundation. They've always supported our veterans. The Drive in a Fall sales event is happening right now at Tri-County Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. You can get an ultra-low payment lease on a new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4xe for only $349 a month for 42 months. Or check out a new 2024 Dodge Hornet RT and lease that for just $179 a month for 24 months. But you got to hurry in. These offers won't last long. Stop into their showroom today or visit them at tricounty.com. You'll see the gigantic American flag that sits between the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram and the Tri-County Toyota dealership. You can't miss it. Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram and Tri-County Toyota are close to King of Prussia, Exton, the Main Line, everywhere. So stop over and give a salute and thank them for being our official car sponsor. If you're interested in Toyota, they have great Toyota offers for September. It is the perfect time to get inside a new Toyota at Tri-County Toyota. Right now, you can lease a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 for just $239 a month for 36 months. Or buy and get rates as low as 2.99% for 48 months. Or check out a new 2025 RAV4 and lease that for $289 a month for 36 months. Or get 4.75% financing for 60 months. Either way, you'll be in great hands with great people who love our show, love our veterans, and will take great care of you. That's Tri-County, tricounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
End of what's been a very long week, as I did three days of 7 hours of radio filling in for Jimmy Failla on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then doing yesterday's show, and then today, and being here on a Friday. Look at that. So, but hey, it's been a fun week. Just been a lot going on, no doubt about that. Yes. So Jimmy Kimmel will be back on the networks that are owned by Sinclair Broadcasting. They announced that. They're going to start with ending his suspension with replaying his show from the night that he came back, where he issued his sort of half-hearted apology. So that's going to happen. And, you know, I'm glad the tide has turned as far as Brendan Carr. I don't think anyone now is left anywhere suggesting that Brendan Carr did the right thing by opening his mouth So that's good. You know, I was kind of alone at first on that. And that's okay. Sometimes you got to be alone, and then it's all right. You know, be the lone voice for reason, sanity, and people catch up to you. I have no problem with that. But Joe Rogan said the same thing, too. And he was right when he said this. This is from Joe Rogan's podcast, Cut 15, from I think it was early in the week, like right after this happened. Take a listen.
These what you're dealing with even the, like, first of all, I definitely don't think that the government should be involved ever in dictating what a comedian can or cannot say in a monologue. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Now, if the problem is the companies, if they're being pressured by the government, so if that's real, and if people on the right are like, yeah, go get them. Oh my God, you're crazy. You're crazy for supporting this, because this will be used on you. You don't think that the globalist lizard people who run the world are sitting here going, great, what do we got, 3 years? We'll wait this out. Yeah. Let them say the government should be involved in censoring people's speech. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let them support that. Let these dumbasses, because Jimmy Kimmel's a leftist, let these dumbasses think it's a good idea and we should celebrate.
Now, I said the same thing, and the most common thing that I got back was, well, they would do it anyway, and maybe they will. So that's why I have said, and I will say, get the government out of it. Now what we should do is scrap the FCC. Just get rid of it. You don't need it anymore. You don't need it. You don't need it. It's an unnecessary leftover of the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration in the 1930s. It has had a long controversial history about what really it can and can't do with regard to the First Amendment. I think if you had an actual constitutional challenge around it, I think this Supreme Court would rule that this Supreme Court would rule that the FCC regulates speech. It's not supposed to do that. So, you know. Yeah, if your argument, if your response to either me or Rogan is, well, they'll do it anyway when they get back in power, take away the mechanism by which they can do it. And then you're good. Then you're good. You got nothing to worry about. Stephen A. Smith pointed out the hypocrisy around all of these people complaining about the free speech violations after Jimmy Kimmel was yanked off the air. And it's true. There is a ton of hypocrisy. Still doesn't justify the FCC chairman going on a podcast and saying we can do this the easy way or the hard way, which we're now told by the vice president was a joke. Fine. That's the vice president's way of saying what he said was absolutely inappropriate. Don't take it seriously. And we're going to make sure he never says anything stupid like that ever again. I'm fine with that. That is the big story of the day, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. When it comes to complex dental surgery, don't go to the closest dentist. Go to the best. That's Dr. Mike. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or VeneriaDental.com. Cut number 12.
Here's the problem. Did we say that when Tucker Carlson was pulled off the air?
No, they did not. Nope.
Did we say that? Did we say that? Or would we say that? If Gutfeld was pulled off the air by Fox News, government overreach, the Biden administration and what they were doing when it came to Facebook and X, were we as outspoken then as we were over the last few days? Because you see, on this show, we're talking consistency.
He's talking about Democrats.
This is why I call myself an independent. This is why I call myself a centrist. Because what I want to do is I want to be able to look at you based on the facts and say, you're right or you're wrong, and that's it. But when you're able to point to the other side doing the same damn thing, preceding you, by the way, and what you're doing, then it becomes a bit more alarming, because the word hypocrisy comes into play. And you're able to look at it and say, yo, the other side did the same thing. So why are we engaging in partisanship here?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's he's calling out his side of the political aisle for that, because they were hypocrites. They cheered when Tucker Carlson was canceled. They cheered when Megyn Kelly was canceled. They cheered when a lot of people were canceled. No doubt about it. Now, Matt DeSantis' favorite actor is Leonardo DiCaprio. He's seen every one of his movies multiple times, and you're very excited for his new movie, aren't you?
He is my favorite actor, but you made it sound creepy.
Well, I know that he has a restraining order against you. You know that. No, he does.
He does not. That's not true. Him and Tom Cruise are my favorites. One battle after another came out today. Rotten Tomato meter still looking pretty good. It was at 97 from the critics, and the public likes it as well, 90%. So I'm pretty optimistic. I think it's going to be genuinely a solid movie.
Now, would you say his best movie was Wolf of Wall Street or Departed, or what would you say?
A tie between Wolf of Wall Street and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
Shutter Island also great. As I've stated before, and it gets you mad every time, but one of my favorite Scorsese movies.
Yeah, it definitely does not count as one of the best Scorsese movies, or even in the top five. But it's but his performance was good. His performance was good in it. Mark Ruffalo was in that movie too.
I loved it. Loved the book also. If you haven't read the book, I suggest
the book
it.
Is way better than the movie.
I actually do agree with you. I hate being that like pretentious loser who preaches about how the book is so much better than the movie. The movie's great. The book is somehow even better. Yeah. So highly recommend that.
Dennis but Hayes, great writer.
Yeah,
there's no Jack Carr, which by the way, get your tickets to Politics and Pints to see Jack Carr October 13th, 1210 WPHG.com. So DiCaprio was told to change his name. And
yes.
He did not. He held firm for his Italian heritage, and I say good.
This is Cut 26. It's him with Jason and Travis Kelce on their podcast telling them the story about how he almost had to change his name.
Well, I'm glad he did.
I remember auditioning when I was very young. I was like a child actor. My stepbrother was an actor, and there were these acting agents that would line you up like cattle, and they just go, and I was a break dancer. I'd break dance for like money on the streets sometimes.
Yeah.
So I had like the step haircut.
Oh, let's go.
It was like, yes, yes, no. And they look at me, no. And then yes, yes, yes. And they all got agents. And I remember saying to my dad, this is horrible. I went back and they did it again. Yes, yes, no.
No.
And I just remember my dad saying, you know, someday you're going to have your time, son. Just keep at it, keep at it. And then, you know, I got to do, oh, and then another thing that was fun. I first got my these aren't holy shit. I'm just thinking about my whole
path. No, this is great. No, this is holy to me. This is for those agents. Those agents right now are like, what are we thinking?
And then they gave me my remember your first photos that you
got? Oh yeah, headshots, yeah.
And they said, your name is too I finally got an agent. They said, your name is too ethnic. I go, what do you mean? It's Leonardo DiCaprio. They go, no, too ethnic, they're never gonna hire you. Your new name is Lenny Williams. I said, what is Lenny? I was 12, 30. I said, what is Lenny Williams? So we took your middle name and we made it your, now you're Lenny. And my dad saw his photo, ripped it up, and he said, over my dead body. Really? Or Benny Dell. Benny Dell?
Benny Dell.
Benny Dell. Mr. Dell. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's
gosh.
A trick. Benny Dell. Yeah. Dell. Lenny Williams, Benny Dell.
Benny Dell. Let's go.
This podcast.
Oh, there you go. Good for him for holding strong. All right, coming up, an encore replay of my interview earlier with Jack Chitarella. You made some serious news here regarding Mikey Sherrill and the cheating scandal. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is a big day here. We're very, very excited to welcome back to the show. He's been so generous with his time, and he's promised me he will be when he's governor, and I believe he's going to be. No doubt about that, assuming you get out to vote, and that is the key. It's all going to come down to turnout, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Cittarelli. Jack, welcome back on the show, my friend.
Hey, Rich. Great to be back with you and your listening audience.
Absolutely. First of all, we got a lot to cover. I do not want to gloss over your affordability plan for New Jersey because I think it's key. But I want to start with the poll. Yesterday, Emerson College, a top-rated poll. This is a dead race. It's neck and neck, 32-32. But here's the thing. Democrats were oversampled in that poll, which in my mind gives advantage to Jack Cittarelli.
Well, the other thing that gives us the advantage, Rich, as you know, in New Jersey, as the minority party, Republicans always under poll in these polls. But listen, it reaffirms what we saw 3 weeks ago. We had it as a dead heat then. All I have is 2021 to compare this to, and this time the energy is off the charts. It's electric. And when you see Democratic mayors endorsing me, Rich, that tells you something.
Yeah, you got another one, right? Another Democrat mayor coming on board? Congratulations.
Picked up a third. Yep.
The mayor of North Bergen, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Jack?
Yeah, we've got the mayor of Dover, which is the heart of the congressional district of my opponent. We've got one in Garfield in Bergen County. And last week we picked up the mayor of Branchville up in Sussex County. So I'm honored to have their endorsements. In fact, one, after he endorsed me, said, you know what? I'm switching my party affiliation to Republican.
Good. Excellent. Well done. We're going to be with you on October 10th for that huge rally we're doing in North Wildwood. I think we're going to have about 1,000 people there. There's so much excitement for this. I'll be doing my show live from there that day. Outside on the pier. I've just never seen this kind of enthusiasm before. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that people are fired up after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But your opponent, the way that she has been, the horrible things she's been saying about Charlie Kirk supporters, about ICE agents, our brave men and women in law enforcement who sign up to try to keep this country safe. And she said those things at the debate with you just last week.
You know, Chris, what she did on that Charlie Kirk resolution is astonishing to me. First of all, she ducked out of two very important events in New Jersey, one of which was at a large veterans group, went to Washington, D.C. to vote yes on the resolution, celebrating Kirk's life, went back to her office, caught hell from the far left, and then issued a statement condemning his life. I mean, will the real Mikey Sherrill please stand up?
Yeah, seriously. It's infuriating. And then the terrible thing she said about ICE agents at the debate. And then, of course, yesterday we see this psycho try to target our brave men and women serving their country as ICE officers.
And that debate performance was astonishing in a number of different ways. Wouldn't answer questions directly. And so, listen, I thought it was an embarrassing night for her. And she did something I've never seen on the debate stage. We were both given 90 seconds for our closing statements. She used only 35 seconds of hers, left more than 50 seconds on the clock. I was about to ask if I could use her extra 50 seconds.
And refused to rule out raising the sales tax, which I almost fell out of my chair when I heard her say, refusing to rule out raising the sales tax in a gubernatorial debate. Are you freaking kidding me?
another astonishing moment. Blatantly lying about me left and right about me raising the sales tax to 10%. It's a lie. We made that clear the other night. And then when they asked her, to your point, she says, I'm not going to commit to anything. So wait a second. You're going to lie about me raising taxes, but then when you're asked, you're going to say, I'm not going to commit to anything?
Let's talk about your affordability plan, Jack, that you rolled out last week. And I got to give you props. I heard you're going to Donkey's in Camden. That place is a legend. It's a staple. And you're bringing the fight right to the heart of Democrat cities, just like President Trump did, by the way, when he went to North Philadelphia, when he went to the Bronx. I mean, you're not afraid to go there. And I think that's fantastic.
Not one bit, Rich. In the last week and a half alone, we've been to Newark. We've been to Patterson. It was with the black clergy last week in Trenton. We'll be in Camden. And we do want to make New Jersey more affordable. We do that by lowering taxes, never taxing retirement income, freezing property taxes for seniors once they hit age 70, capping property taxes for first-time home buyers for the first 5 years of home ownership, not taxing income the first 2 years out of high school or college. These are just some of the things that we can do to make New Jersey more affordable. But most of all, on day one, Rich, I pull us out of Reggie. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative is a carbon tax. I could save $500 million a year for ratepayers, homeowners, tenants, and businesses by pulling out of Reggie. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Jack Chidrelli is with me, Republican candidate for governor of New Jersey, a man I've known for many years, a man you've heard on the show many years. He's been gracious with his time with us over the years, and I appreciate that very much. And the only candidate I had on during the primary, and he won all 21 counties, but not because of me, just because people really like him. All right, so Jack, listen, we got to talk about this story out of the Naval Academy. So your opponent graduated in 1994, but we find out yesterday an explosive story by New Jersey Globe, NJ Globe, David Wildstein reporting that she was not allowed to walk with her graduating class. She was barred from walking, which is a huge deal at a service academy. That is a huge punishment because of a role in the major cheating scandal that happened at the Naval Academy in the early 90s. We're all wondering the same thing. What was her level of involvement in that, Jack Chidrelli? And it's very easy for her, as you've said, we can clear this up if she will just release her academic records.
The Naval Academy punished her for something, Rich, and she's saying it's because she didn't turn in her colleagues, which makes you wonder. First of all, it's a violation of the code. Do not lie, do not cheat, and don't tolerate others that do. And if that's the case, then just approve the release of your disciplinary records, and we'll see what the truth really is. But let me ask you this, Rich. When she gets to Trenton and she finds people that are cheating the system, what is she going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to cover for him. I mean, the Democrat Party's been doing that for years in this state. We have to end that nonsense. We got to end that corruption.
Yep. So anyway, I think everything she's saying is really a code for having lied to the investigators. When they found out that she lied, they punished her. Part of the punishment was to not allow her to participate in her graduation there at the Naval Academy. And this is somebody, Rich, who built her entire political brand around her time at the Naval Academy. And what we find out, just like when she got to Congress and broke federal law, just like the New York Times reports that she's trading defense stocks while sitting on the Armed Services Committee, just like we found out in doing a gubernatorial campaign that's based on a stack of lies about me, there's an issue of character here.
Yeah, I mean, New Jerseyans are struggling. There's people struggling up and down the state. And she's making millions and millions of dollars in Congress, literally by trading the same stocks of the committee of which she has oversight on. That's absolutely unacceptable, and then lies about it, and then is fined for it. So she cheats in that form because she's not honest with the government requirements for filling out the forms properly. So she's cheated in that respect. So I want to know, and I think we all want to know, whether or not she cheated in college at the United States Naval Academy. Because you're right, it's a violation of everything about that school's code.
That's correct. Release the records. If what you're saying is true, prove it to us. Why should we believe you now? So, but again, I think we got a real issue of character here with Mikey Sherrill, and she's in panic mode right now. But listen, she's disqualified herself in my mind in a number of different ways, and that includes also her endorsement of Mamdani and Mamdani's endorsement of her.
Yeah, and that matters because there's a lot of New Jerseyans who go into New York City, and they're going to get killed by that congestion pricing and whatever taxes that guy raises on things. And New Jerseyans who work in New York City and have to buy goods, I mean, they're going to get killed on it too. So, yeah, it shows who she is. You judge people by the character of the company they keep, and that's the character of the company she keeps, Jack.
Yeah. And Rich, let's not forget on the debate stage last Sunday, what she said is, I'm the most transparent candidate ever. Really? You're transparent? You violated federal law on reporting of stock trades. In 2019, you executed more than 160 trades yourself in 1 year. You didn't tell anybody about sitting on the Armed Services Committee and trading defense stocks. And now we found out what went down at the Naval Academy when all you do is talk about your experience at the Naval Academy and you're a graduate there and you served in the service. You violated the code.
Well, Jack Cittarelli, if she really is the most transparent candidate ever, she'll release her disciplinary record. She'll release her academic record. She'll let everybody see for themselves what's in those files, and then we can make a determination. We can make a judgment. That's literally the definition of transparency.
It really is. And listen, for her to say I was covering for my classmates, that's code for having lied to the investigators. That's why she was punished.
Yeah, and I don't want her covering for Democrats who might be embezzling money or might be passing bills that benefit themselves and enrich themselves. I want her, if she is governor, God help us, I want her calling those people out and making an example out of them. I don't want her covering up for people that cheat. This is, I tell my kids this all the time, Jack, you know I've got three kids, 11, 9, and 5. I tell them all the time, lying is the worst thing you can ever do. Don't lie, and whatever you do, it's going to be a lot worse. And I know your parents were like this with the wooden spoon. I don't use the wooden spoon anymore because you're not allowed. But if I find out you're lying about it, whatever you did is 1,000 times worse.
Well, and speaking of kids, let's go back to the debate for a second. I mean, this is someone who wants to keep the LGBTQ curriculum and then not let parents opt out. We're not going to let parents opt out of that lesson. She's taking that away from them. She's okay. And we talked about this in debate. With biological boys participating in girls' sports, that's dangerous. And it's not fair.
No, it's not fair to my daughter, Claire, and it's not fair to my daughter, Reagan, who are both playing soccer and field hockey right now. One's 9, one's 5. It's not fair, and I don't want biological males in their bathrooms and in their locker rooms. And as parents, every conversation I have with parents, Jack, and you know I know a lot of them and I talk to them all the time, comes down to one thing. They want to know about what's going on in their kids' schools, and they want to have a say in the process. And with Mikey Sherrill as governor, God help us, that is never going to happen. Just the opposite, by the way. You'll get the same idea of parents stay out of it and let the bureaucrats in Trenton decide.
And, Rich, it's so very hypocritical when they talk about protecting female rights, women rights, girls' rights, okay? What are they doing when they allow boys to participate in girls' sports? They're undermining Title IX, which was put in place, the federal law, to protect girls, right? And they'll undermine it. It's just another one of the great hypocrisies of today's Democratic Party and my opponent in particular.
I know you're going to be in a South Jersey town tonight. I apologize. I won't be able to see you there tonight. I have a prior obligation. But those parents in that town I know quite well, and I talk to them all the time. And many of them were registered Democrats, and they're voting for you because of this issue of the schools. That and affordable housing. And I use air quotes for affordable housing, Jack Cittarelli, because it's not affordable. It's going to drive up the cost of our services. These towns are already busting at the seams as it is. We got to pass school referendums now to build bigger school buildings. It's outrageous. And as you have said, they're taking the garden out of the Garden State, and it has to stop.
It's another one of the great hypocrisies of the Democratic Party. They like to portray themselves as pro-environment. What the hell is pro-environment about overdeveloping our suburban communities where there's no mass transit, no infrastructure, no jobs, only putting more idling cars on the road? It ends on day one of my administration. And let's not forget, Rich, I get two new Supreme Court state justice appointments, and one of which is the Chief Justice. And they're not getting appointed unless they agree with me on abolishing the Mount Laurel housing doctrine, which is what promotes all this affordable, high-density housing where it doesn't belong, and also school funding. Those are two reforms we desperately need.
Good, good. Outstanding. And you got the endorsement of the FOP. I don't want to bury that league because that's huge. As a son of a cop, I think it's fantastic that the New Jersey Fraternal Order of Police has officially endorsed Jack Cittarelli for governor. That's a big deal because a lot of times the cop unions go with the Democrats, but they went with you. Big, big endorsement.
Because they know they can't trust Mikey Sherrill. As a congresswoman, she voted to get rid of qualified immunity. That's the bedrock of job protection for police. And she's also been anti-police. Her association with Madami is anti-police. She's considering reappointing our current attorney general, who's been the most politically motivated and anti-police attorney general we've ever had.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, October 10th, huge rally for you, North Wildwood at the pier. Everybody's invited. Just go to capegop.com to sign up. And Jack will, of course, be our main event that night. We're going to have a lot of people there excited. The excitement and enthusiasm for you everywhere. I see it everywhere. Fox News has been covering this nonstop, this race. Big story in the New York Post today. So again, just in case anyone's just joining us, the story of how Mikey Sherrill was barred from walking with her graduating class at the United States Naval Academy in the wake of that massive cheating scandal at the school that rocked the school and rocked careers and ended careers, by the way. And what Jack Cittirelli is calling on today is for Mikey Sherrill, if you really are transparent, release your academic and disciplinary records, period.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue to call on her to release the records.
Jack, 4NJ.com. Jack, the number 4NJ.com. That's where you go. Follow, support this man. Early voting is underway. Let's do this. Let's get this guy over the finish line. I want to call him governor finally, officially. Governor, in the meantime, keep up the great work, my friend.
Rich, thank you, buddy. Looking forward to next time.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.